Germany and Austria have triggered emergency plans over possible gas supply disruption. Russia had demanded unfriendly countries pay for its gas in rubles from the 31st of March, that's today, but the EU, which mainly pays in euros, rejected the idea. Germany gets about half its gas and a third of its oil from Russia and has urged customers and companies to reduce consumption in anticipation of possible shortages, while Austria, who get 80% of their gas from Russia, says it's tightening its monitoring of the gas market. Kate Brady is a freelance journalist based in Berlin. Morning, Kate. What's happening? Is gas being rationed, or is this just a warning to be ready?
Morning. Exactly. That's the case right now. There's no official rations in place. That would be something that comes further down the line. So we've seen this part one, as it were, step one of three possible levels of this emergency plan have now been triggered. And the main point really is to try and, as you say, try and urge consumers and also big businesses to keep an eye on how much gas they're spending and try and reduce their energy usage. But this first level that we're at right now basically signifies a supply emergency could develop. So we're not at that point now. And Robert Habeck, the economy minister who announced these this emergency plan yesterday, has said that the gas supplies in Germany are currently filled to about 25%. But there are concerns, as you mentioned as well, especially because of Germany's reliance on Russia for its gas imports more than any other EU nation. And this is something that critics and other EU neighbours and the US especially have been warning Germany about for a long time, its reliance on Russia for its energy. And of course, this was a huge topic as soon as, you know, the days leading up to the invasion of Ukraine as well, and has continue to be that way.
Is it likely, though, that either country would have to try and manage without Russian oil or gas?
Well, at the moment, the German government is trying to find other ways to decrease its reliance on Russian gas. But the economy minister has said as well, it's probably going to take at least a couple of years to make sure that all the levels of gas that Germany imports from Russia right now is covered by other sources. So we've seen signs, we've seen deals signed with Qatar, for example, in the last week. But what's unique to Germany as well is at the same time as it's trying to find ways to, cover its gas supplies, it's also at the moment aiming at least to phase out coal-fueled energy by 2030 and also phase out nuclear energy by the end of this year. So that adds a whole new level to trying to strike this balance between, you know, climate and security and also social impact when it comes to securing energy for the country.
Kate, thank you. That's Kate Brady, freelance journalist based in Berlin.